when you've got two teams against each other, let's say a Boston team against a Washington team,
yep.
when the Boston team wins, the testosterone level, this sounds weird, but the testosterone level in the people in Boston goes up. The people in Boston get a hormonal boost. It makes them feel like winners. You can see it in the way that they rampage through the streets, that sometimes even looting things.
Mm-hmm.
The testosterone level in the city that loses goes down. Now, George, I'm a sports ignoramus. I don't know a thing about which team represents which city. But the fact is that if you've got a city that's somehow hooked into the national ego, it switches the national mood. So when we're talking about the two teams we're talking about are the Boston team versus the, I mean, bear with me on my ignorance here.
Well, no, in this particular case, the Washington Redskins
right.
played the Green Bay Packers
right.
on the eve of the election, basically,
right.
and they lost. And according to all the other past elections, if they win or lose on that day,
right.
the sitting president's party, if they lose, the sitting president's party loses the White House.
Okay, very interesting, because basically what you would have here is now bear with my ignorance here.
All right.
If the Washington team wins or loses, and if that has an impact on the sense of the national confidence, if the national confidence goes down, then there is a significant chance that people will decide to switch parties.
Amazing. Do you think people look at this political predictor, they see what happens to the game, and then they go, uh-oh, we better vote for the other guy?
No, they have a clue. You know, most of us don't have a clue as to what goes on in most of our mind. I mean, for example, when you walk up to downstairs, we've talked about this in the past, your body is making calculations so much more complex than your brain can make that it is absolutely astonishing. Even Big Blue, the massive computer, would have trouble making these calculations.
Well, then now let me ask you this then, Howard. Based on 18 straight elections that this thing has hit it right on the head, 18 straight ones, according to probability then, it's 1 in 263 million, and then according to the political predictor, in theory, if this is correct,
right.
then the current president, George Bush, is supposed to lose tomorrow.
Well, then I, as a scientist, would say, let us check that out and see if, in fact, there is a shift in national mood that can be measured hormonally. And in all probability, there is. I mean, if you've got a movie like Lord of the Rings, the reason it works is because it shifts the hormones of masses of people,
mm-hmm.
tens of millions of people, in the same way.
All right. Well, we will find out, because tomorrow night, in addition to everything you and I will talk about during our election coverage, this will be one of them again, okay?